Hey, it's Carlito from Money Boys, and you're listening to Radio Carom. Keep the dial locked on Community Radio, and you have a ripping day.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. You're listening to Definitive Breaks. I'm Tina, and you're tuned into Radio Carom. On today's show, I'm super excited to be speaking with Apollonia from the three-piece hardcore rock band called Frenzy, who are three siblings, Apollonia, Adonis and Nikos Xylouris, who are Melbourne-born, raised in Greece and have come from a very famous musical family background, here to talk all things Frenzy. Hello and welcome to Radio Carom, Apollonia.
Hi, Tina. Thanks for having me.
So thrilled to be speaking with you.
Yeah.
How's your day been so far? You've woken up?
I woke up and I got up.
Yep. Oh, good to hear.
And that's been it so far.
You're recovering from all your crazy shows that you've been putting on?
Yeah, recovering a bit for this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's been total madness for you guys.
Yeah.
You've been very well received. You're like the talk of the town.
Oh, wow. That's good.
I know. And you've played some epic gigs, and, you know, where haven't you played? Gosh.
Yeah.
So have you had many highlights whilst you've been
here? We have had highlights, actually.
You've been playing with a lot of great bands, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of great bands, meeting a lot of great people and hanging out, playing music. It's been awesome.
Must be great, yeah. So you grew up in a very musical family, your father being, you know, George Xylouris, who is also very known Cretan folk player who makes music with Jim White under Xylouris White, and then your grandfather, your papu, being Psarantonis Xylouris, being a traditional Cretan musician too. Mm-hmm. I bet you hear this all the time. and then, you know, there's the Xylouris ensemble, you know, which is now expanded. It sort of includes your brothers as well, is that right? Adonis and Nikos, like the
it's kind of separate. So Xylouris Ensemble was a band that my parents and aunties had in the 90s.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a separate project. Like Xylouris Ensemble was that band, but my brothers now have a band called Xylouridis.
Yes,
which is the two of them, and Yoros Stavrakaitis, who plays lute with them, is a second lute, and Valladi, who plays percussion, and that's their band.
Okay.
But that's not Xylouris Ensemble.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And then your mother, you know, she had a band with her sisters and was very well known in the Melbourne scene in the 90s. Attracted a huge following due to their unique take on traditional Irish songs. Is that right?
Yeah, Friends and Relations.
Yeah.
And
her band was called the Troubles.
The Troubles.
You've got like an Irish background as well.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that's crazy. And so you've really been exposed to like a plethora of music. It's just insane. It is. How did your band come together? Like, how did Frenzy form?
It kind of happened in lockdown, so like probably like end of 2020, early 2021, we kind of all started. Like Donna's got a guitar, and Nick got a drum kit, and that's kind of how it all started.
Mm-hmm.
We always wanted a rock band, I mean, in the back of our minds when we were little, but we just never really got to it. And then in quarantine, when we all moved back to Greece, this is in 2020, that's when I moved back from Australia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's when we all reunited, and that's when we started the band.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
So, and you knew how you wanted it to sound from the start, from the get-go. So, you know, you wanted to do a rock band.
Well, not really. I mean, we knew it wanted to be, you know, electric guitar, drums, mm-hmm. vocals, but we didn't really have very specific sound in mind. We just kind of started playing, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
yeah,
can I ask, like, is there like a punk scene in Greece? Is there?
Yeah, there is a punk scene in Greece. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's been growing quite a lot the past few years, I reckon. Like,
mm-hmm.
past 3-4 years, it's been kind of, you know, more and more bands are coming out of it. But yeah. You know, the problem is it's quite underground and it's quite small.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's the only problem.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
It's just very underground and very small, you know, same people kind of thing.
Okay. Okay.
But there is a lot happening. You know? There is a lot happening. So that's good.
Okay. And I saw that, do you have to travel abroad into Greece, like from the island, to go to these venues to play?
Yeah, we have to go to Athens a lot.
Yep. Okay.
Which is like a half hour flight from Crete.
Yeah. And Thessaloniki, all those areas as well.
Yeah, and Thessaloniki. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're actually going on a Greek tour when we're back in Greece. So end of April, we're going to go Thessaloniki, Larissa.
Uh-huh. Oh, Larissa. My dad's from Larissa.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And then I saw that there's like a rock metal festival in Chania, like in Crete.
The Chania Rock Festival. Yeah.
Is that once a year?
That is once a year, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, yeah.
We played there a couple of years ago.
Did you? All right. Okay, lovely.
Mm.
People spin out when they hear that you're a Greek band and then they hear you speak and you sound like an Aussie?
Yes.
You know, because it just sounds so Australian.
They do spin out, yeah, and fair enough, you know. I mean, it is confusing.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, your connection with Australia has always been pretty strong. Are you ever torn between Greece and Australia? Like,
definitely, yeah. You know, it's pretty hard because, you know, they're so far apart from each other, so far away. So you can't really help but feel a bit torn sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So how old were you when you moved? Because you were born here and then you moved back to Greece.
Yeah, when we moved back to Greece, Nick was about like 6 and I was like 1.
Oh, wow, okay.
So we were really young. And then we moved to Crete. And then throughout the years, we'd come back and forth just a little bit for like holidays because all my mum's side is here in Melbourne.
Okay.
Just visiting family and whatnot. And then my oldest brother, Nick, made the first move and came to Australia when he was 17.
Oh, wow.
And then Adonis came when he was 17 and mm-hmm. they did year 11 and 12 in uni. And then I came when I was 16 and did year 10, 11, 12 in uni.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so we all spent, you know, quite a few years there in our teenage, kind of older teenage years as well.
Okay. So do you ever...
We grew up bilingual at home. So that's why we speak. So
you grew up speaking English?
Yeah, we grew up speaking English at home with mom.
Okay.
Greek with the world.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's amazing. That was me. Yeah. I grew up learning Greek before I learned English. Everything was Greek. Anyway, do you have any I was going to ask you, do you have a Greek passport and an Australian passport?
Yeah.
You do? Actually. You've got two.
Yeah, we're dual.
Yeah, unreal. So what do you have any memories of going to gigs with your parents, like when you were little, like if you, you know, moments back in time?
I remember mostly the Cretan gigs.
Yeah.
When I was little and the Irish jams and stuff like that, more so than like rock or anything like that, you know. We were all kind of brought up, you know, in like us and our cousins in a lot of like rehearsal spaces, you know. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us, actually our mum has taught us a story to keep rehearsing and keep an eye on all the babies at the same time. They would just rehearsal in a circle and put all the babies in the middle.
That is beautiful. I hope you've got photos of that.
Yeah, I hope so too. Oh, I actually remember a bit of that.
That's your childcare. That's what they would do.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the
oh my God, and the kids would have loved that. So are you influenced by Irish music as well? Like, you know, your mum's side of the family?
I guess a little bit. I mean, we haven't had Irish music in our, you know, lives as much as Creighton, obviously, because we live in Crepe, so it's all around the place.
Yeah,
but definitely, definitely have some influence for sure.
Yeah, with your brother's band, like I had to listen to it, and like I can't help thinking, like when you hear that their band, that it sounds a bit. Is it the violin or the? It sounds a bit Irish.
Lira.
Real folky, and I just think is that just normal Cretan music? But it sounds Irish. I don't know. It's beautiful, like.
Yeah.
And is that music any different to the, you know, the Greek music that's on land, like the Cretan music?
Yeah, the Cretan. Yeah,
they've got their own style.
Yeah, they do. They do. And, like, all parts of Crete then have their own style as well.
Yeah, okay.
So that's very, area-based, you know?
Okay, all right. All right, well, we are going to play a track now. Infection. I love Infection. It's quite catchy.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
All right, we'll go with the track.
G'day, this is Al Carlson, and I'm kicking on with you on Radio Karam. Keep it locked.
Hello, and we're back. How good is that out of Carlson?
That's fantastic.
Isn't he funny?
Oh, Carlson's the best.
I know. So we're speaking with Apollonia from Frenzy. Do you get Appy or do you get Nia for short?
I get Appy for short.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, Appy.
Oh, nice. Cute.
A lot of people think it's Abby, though, unfortunately.
Oh,
so
really?
Yell it many times to people.
And is Apollonia, is that an old Greek mythology type name?
Yeah, it's like the female version of Apollo.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And there's some, like, you know, a few people had that name.
Yeah.
Throughout history. It was a city also in Greece somewhere. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so... I just wanted to touch on your dad, like, so, you know, your father George Xylordius, and his band Xylordius White, and he has with the Australian drummer Jim White, who is best known for his work in the Dirty Three. I'm so amazed that they are so original and that they take their own modern perspective to a traditional sound, and like they play. Like it's a unique sound, like no one does it. They play both sides, like with a modern twist. So, just think that it's amazing. And also I know it's so nice to see you guys as well, how you just play as well. You play the Greek / the punk, you know, you don't dismiss it. You're still doing the Greek thing and I love that. Like you play the Cretan and the punk. It's so impressive.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just – yeah, anyway. All right. Who does the songwriting – how's the songwriting process?
Songwriting – so the boys, Nick and Adonis, live together.
Okay.
And they've set up a home
studio
rehearsal practice area or whatever. And I live like 10 minutes down the road, walk.
Okay. Is this in Crete?
This is in Crete, in Nahanes. It's like a bit outside Heraklion's village.
Yep.
And they, you know, they just play together and come up with the music.
Uh-huh, the lyrics, yep.
Yeah, and then I then jump on and listen to it and write lyrics
from,
you know, notes or whatever I've got.
Do you love to
puzzle it all together? But Nick also writes lyrics, so we've done a lot of that together also.
Okay. Do you love to sing?
Do I love it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do love it. Yeah, I really love singing this kind of stuff.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Like, Unreal.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, yeah.
And I saw that you do all the merch, don't you, the design?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, amazing. And so your EP came out in 2022 and are you working on an album now?
Yeah, we are actually. We've recorded it, we've mixed it. We're kind of in, like final mixing stage, really. So we're hoping to release it like mid this year.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. Well, yeah, that'll be great.
So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, and who's mastering it? Or
is it? I actually can't remember the name, to be honest.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. Don't worry. I'm spewing. I'm not talking to you, brothers, because I would have loved to have asked them about their Cretan band. But that's okay. That's okay. So, and I wanted to touch on Greece. Like, is it really? How's the living there now? Like, is it really?
It's pretty difficult, to be honest.
You know, is it hard for the youth?
Yeah, it's probably the hardest for the youth. Mm-hmm. You know, there's very limited work, limited options. You know, people, like a lot of my friends, they study this thing for years and specialize in something, and then they just end up being bartenders.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay.
Seasonal work, tourism.
Yes.
Everything is based around tourism.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I don't know.
Hard.
Capitalism, you know? It's kind of really, really affected Greece in many ways. And education, you know. Everything is a bit difficult in Greece.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you'd have to really go abroad as well to.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of Greeks are coming to Melbourne now.
Are they?
Moving to Germany and moving to Iceland. Because the government's just, you know.
Yeah, fucked.
Quite right wing and acting like it's not. And it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's shit house, really. Yeah.
Okay. Let's not go there. So is there anyone you would like to collaborate with? Like, would you ever collaborate with anyone?
Oh.
In the future?
I haven't thought of that one.
You can just say yes. You don't have to think of one then.
I'm open for that.
Yeah. And I read somewhere that you, Clam was in Athens, like you know, there was an Aussie band was in Greece. Like, how does that work?
I know, amazing. That was a rare occasion.
How did that happen?
That was, I mean, we had messaged Clam because we were listening to them that period. We had messaged them saying, if you ever come this way, you know, let us know and we'll play together.
Okay.
And then they just messaged us a couple of months later. They were coming because at the end of the European tour, they were going to come through Athens. And, yeah, we played together and it was great. I think more Aussie bands should come to Greece, you know, because we don't have enough of
Aussie bands. Yeah, you should. Yeah.
So we're trying to get people to come.
Okay.
If they need any hand with it,
yeah,
message us and see if we can help. I don't know.
Unreal. I saw that you did a sing-along with Carson and Nicodemus?
Yes.
And there was that. You called yourself Wogans, like Wogan.
Yeah.
But I loved that. It didn't stay on the story for too long. I loved that. I loved that.
We've got a song. Yeah, we've got a song coming.
Yeah. Oh, cool. All right. Well, we're going to play one more song
because
we're going to wrap it up soon. We're ready? Let's go.
Hello, I'm Con.
And I'm Stav.
And we're Edinaki. You're listening to
Radio Karam.
Oh, that song was Things I Hear. I love that. It's so high energy, that song. Gosh. So how long are you still here for before you go back?
We leave on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah. We've been here for about a month now.
Oh.
I know. We kind of wish we weren't leaving so soon.
Okay. Oh, and you've got, how many more gigs have you got left? You're squeezing more in.
So we're playing, we're playing this Friday at 1 a.m., like Friday night, not Saturday morning, 1 a.m. at the Tote.
Yeah, wicked.
And then on Saturday we're playing at Cherry Bar.
Oh, wow.
And then Sunday we're playing our last gig, which will be at The Last Chance.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
So, oh, amazing. So it's... So you are just living amazing lives, touring, having fun. Oh, my God, living the dream.
Yeah, we're loving it.
And so where can fans find you? They can follow you on Instagram?
Sorry?
Where can fans find you?
Just on Instagram is probably, Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, all right. Great. Yeah. It's been so cool speaking with you, Apollonia.
Yeah, you too.
So it sounds like you've had an amazing time ripping up the joint, and you've definitely left your print in Melbourne. So all the best for the future, and, you know, thanks for letting me speak to you here on Radio Karam. It's been great.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, my name is Dave Graney. I am an underworld musician of many years standing. I'm here to ask you to tune into my fellow traveller, my comrade, Radio Karam.
Oi, 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 oi.
IGA, it's shopping night. IGA, where the price is right. Seaford North IGA, for your groceries and liquor. IGA Express, there's nothing quicker.